A picturesque town perched along some of the best water Michigan can offer, a perfect spot for year-round recreation. But what happens to a small town when its charms draw more and more people who want to live there? When the push for new restaurants and bars and bike lanes and new housing threatens the very essence that makes that town so special? Traverse City is facing those questions these days. How to keep its small-town charm while at the same time drawing talent, growing the economy, accommodating population growth, and dealing with the lack of affordable housing. With us now is Traverse City Mayor Jim Carruthers. Mayor Carruthers, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Cynthia. Thank you for having me on the show today.
It was something when I read the fact that the population of Grand Traverse County jumped nearly 17% from 2000 to 2014, and we think about that same period of time, the state of Michigan's population dropped 0.3%. So on one hand, a good sign of growth, but what do you think is the price Traverse City is paying for this popularity?
Well, regional growth has been happening, but growth in the city limits has been very limited based on our, you know, in corporate boundaries. We don't have much room to grow. And that's where a lot of these issues are coming about more recently in Traverse City is, where do we grow? Do we grow up or do we continue to grow out? And that's the challenge that we're having on not just a local level, but on a nationwide level. But people like want to try to stop sprawl. Well, that's one of the big conversations we're having. And in my opinion, sprawl is going to happen anyway. But if we can build up or out, those are the challenges. So we're a very desirable community. People want to be here, as you know. So we're in a way being very reactive to the needs of everyone, which is important, but we can only do so much if we really want to keep that character and flair and scale that has attracted so many people here in the first place.
Such a push-pull and trying to strike that happy balance. You know, I'll let you know, my parents bought a cabin in Kalkaska when I was in high school, and then they retired in Fife Lakes. So I know that supply road route to Traverse a lot. We've traveled it plenty, loved going there as a kid, and I'm thinking that started around 1970. So the growth and change in Traverse City and in the Grand Traverse County, it's spectacular. But I'm wondering, how much do you hear from people who are a lot less interested in the fact that, you know, Mario Batali owns a home in Traverse or Michael Moore has his film festival every year, and they miss those quieter small town days?
Well, that's the catch-22 that we have. Because we've been such a great sort of up north vacation destination, more and more people have discovered it. And as more and more people discover it, the more and more need for services, for restaurants, for entertainment come to play. And we're seeing the celebrity onslaught of people wanting to come here because it's a very convenient, easy location to get in and out of. It's been a challenge. And I think a lot of people come here and for vacation, and we all go on vacation and we say we want to live there. Well, then people come up here and they realize it's not always what you think it is. Okay, it's beautiful. There's lots of opportunity for recreation and socialization, but it's still hard to find high-paying jobs. It's still hard to find affordable housing. Tourist areas tend to be a little bit more upscale, and the real estate values are a little bit higher. We're suffering from that in a way here, which isn't all that bad. I mean, a good economy, good real estate values, and capitalism, that's part of your system. And it's part of the revenue stream we have in Traverse City. But one of the challenges we have in Traverse City particularly is 40% of our land mass is untaxable based on our regional airport, the nonprofits, the schools, the churches, the, you know, the municipal government. So we only have less of a tax base to pay for things. So, of course, everything comes to what kind of subsidy are we going to give to help grow our community. And nothing's easy, but as I say every day to many people, is Traverse City, places like Traverse City, we have all the right problems. So I know we can work these things out, but it's just not everybody's going to agree. I mean, we have a lot of people that really like the character of town, and I'm one of the people that believes in the scale. I believe we can grow our community, but how big do we want to grow? I think a lot of people look to Grand Rapids and see how successful Grand Rapids has been, but do we really want to be a community of tall buildings? Can we grow up to 60 or 68 feet, which is five or six stories, and still provide housing, still provide recreation, still provide retail, still provide, you know, business opportunities in the downtown core? I mean, we're a very small community downtown urban-wise. We have about a five-block downtown, which is surrounded by historic neighborhoods. So anything that's done downtown puts pressure on the neighborhoods. I mean, parking and traffic and noise. So we're struggling with small town character versus, you know, larger city opportunities that people want. So
I'm talking with Traverse City Mayor Jim Carruthers as we kind of talk about the growing pains, the small town Traverse City facing some big city problems. And you've touched on this this court fight going on, and this is basically the issue of this proposed development, and that caught our eye. The judge has just vacated a permit to build that pair of nine-story buildings right in Pine and West Front, so right there in downtown, kicking it back to the city commission. And it certainly seemed like with what seemed to be a pretty stiff scolding for not thinking it through well enough and deeply enough. What did the judges vacating that permit say to you? What needs to happen now?
Well, like I said, it basically needs to kick it back to the drawing board for us to discuss, you know, what we want to do or can do. And it's up to the developer to put in another request. And the request is they're asking for a special land use permit. You're allowed to build up to 68 feet in Traverse City, but if you want to go up to 100 feet, you have to go through a special land use process, which in the zoning code says you shall meet certain standards. And it's like standards A through H. And one of the standards, I believe it's D, speaks to will this be a challenge or a conflict to city infrastructure, like will we need more police force? Will we need more fire support? Will we need more roads? What are the traffic concerns? And I think that's one of the judge's main points is there wasn't enough evaluation and understanding for the increased issues that a development of this size will be on our city. You want to build a tall building with 160-plus residential units with retail and parking, there is going to be more need for fire, police, infrastructure services. So coming up with the value or the cost of that is, I think, where the judge was sort of stumbling and wanting the city to do a little bit more research on. So I think that's what we've got to go into a closed session as a commission, talk about what's next and decide where we want to go with it and how much time do we want staff to spend on evaluating this for a private developer.
And when I think of who is living in Traverse City, who wants to set down roots and call it home, you mentioned like the more high-end vacation homes and maybe retirees, but you also have all of those service workers that a resort town needs, from the waiters to the bartenders, and they're really having troubles, aren't they, finding a place that they can afford.
Well, because Traverse City has gotten so popular, everybody wants to be here. And now that everybody's coming here, like you're right, service industry people are what make your community. We have more restaurants, we have more bars, we have more beer halls, we have more wineries popping up every summer here. And that calls for increase in population that needs to work at those facilities. And that's where we've been really trying to push to bring our young kids back. I mean, everyone grows up in Traverse City. They go off to school. They go off and find opportunity in the city. But we've always said, how are we going to maintain our future if we don't bring our young kids back? So we've really been trying to get the young kids back. And now that we have them back, the fact that we don't have affordable housing downtown is a challenge. I mean, we're arguing even at tonight's meeting over an emergency shelter. We've been arguing for 2 years about providing emergency shelter for the homeless. And there's a set of people that don't want it downtown. But then again, that's where the homeless people are. That's where the services are. A lot of homeless people don't have cars. How can we push them out of town if they need to be downtown? So I think we want to accommodate everybody, but we have to decide where we want to put our funds and our subsidies to make it work for everybody. And no one wants to have to deal with the woes of the world with homelessness and drugs and alcohol and all that, but those are all realities that we have to face and balance those out. So,
as mayor, you have to keep your eye on the long game. So as you do that, Mayor Carruthers, what does smart growth for Traverse City mean to you? What would it look like in your view?
Well, as you have mentioned and I mentioned to you, we are summer kids. We grew up here as summer kids. And, you know, our families came here from more urban settings to enjoy summer vacation up in the up north environment. And I think the character of Traverse City is what draws people here. So we have to be very mindful of our future. Tourism is a big part of what, you know, people come to Traverse City for, as well as agriculture. And now that we are, you know, shifting more away from cherries and more into hops and grapes and grains and rye for alcohol, we're revamping our agriculture, but we're changing our economy. But in general, we're still, you know, a tourism-based economy. Yes, we have the year-round regional hospital, we have the airport, we have some light manufacturing. That's all good, and we need to boost those opportunities and provide more good-paying jobs. But we can't be everything to everybody. But as the future grows, I think we can grow, but I think it, within a scale that keeps Traverse City, you know, quaint and nice, but maybe it's going to be 4, 5, 6 stories instead of 9, 10, 12 stories, that kind of thing. I think it's the character and the scale and the image that we want that brings people here. People want to leave Chicago, leave Detroit, leave Ann Arbor to come up here and enjoy the small town life, but still have the amenities. I don't see us becoming a city the size of Grand Rapids with big, tall buildings and concert halls and all that, because we really don't have the space downtown to do that. We might have it out in the townships in the county, but I just don't want to kill the golden goose that's laying the golden eggs that keeps people coming here. But at the same time, we want more diversity in jobs and more young people here and more light manufacturing to really maintain the good middle-class jobs. So I think it's a conundrum that many communities are facing, but we happen to be lucky because of the natural resources and the environment that we have that are a draw anyway. So, like I said, it's the right problems to have. And hopefully, with all the discussion that we're having, we can iron this out and make it all work.
Traverse City Mayor Jim Carruthers. Mayor Carruthers, great having you on Stateside, and thanks for giving us a good overview of some of the issues and the opportunities and the challenges that Traverse City is facing.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me on.